I want to look at the book of Nehemiah tonight. Can't leave Nehemiah and can't leave him in the lurch. Praise God. Need to go back there tonight. And Nehemiah chapter 13. Nehemiah chapter 13. I want to read the last sentence in verse 31. Nehemiah 13, the last sentence, verse 31. The Bible says, "Remember me, O my God, for good." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight. I try not to be too long, if God will be my help. On contending for the faith, remembering to do good. Amen? Remembering to do good. As we look at this and we see this, and now in order to hook this all up and make it work, we got to realize that as Nehemiah is writing this down, he's penning for us, and he begins to take us through these books, and he gives us all the help that he gave us thus far. And I mean, there's so much abundance of the help that Nehemiah has already offered us as children of faith that we can build upon, that we can take into our hearts and our minds and be grown and drawn closer to the Lord. As we see this taking place and we see the journeys that's happened here in Nehemiah's life and as we see this and the revival that's going on and we left last time and they're dedicating the walls in Nehemiah chapter 12. The folks have found their position of worship in chapter 11. They've dedicated the walls in chapter 12 and they go up on the wall praising God and lifting Him up and giving Him all the glory and all the praise for all that's done. Amen. Down there in the city, praise God. And the singers come together and they begin to praise the Lord and they begin to lift up the name of Jesus. And as they begin to do this, praise God, God begins to move in a mighty way. And the Bible says that all those praises to God go out, they go out far and wide into the countryside and so those other folks can praise Him too. Amen. But we see in Nehemiah here in chapter 13, and Nehemiah, he's asking God to remember him. Remember me, O God, for good. He said, help me to do that that's right. As we see this in 13, in verse 1, the Bible says, on that day. And what we got to realize is that in between chapters 12 in there, I'm talking about a spirit of revival and dedicating and praising God, lifting up their voices to the Lord. And between that and here in 13, praise God, Nehemiah takes a trip. Now Nehemiah has to go back down to Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and he has to give an account, has to give record in what's taking place up in Jerusalem. And so Nehemiah leaves, and when he leaves, praise God, Brother Andrew, he leaves them in a spirit of revival. Now he leaves them up on the walls, he leaves them up in higher places, and he leaves them praising God and giving God glory. Amen? Can you see it? Can you see them? Is there all one there, praise God, one to sing, another to sing, praise and answer, and they're just praising the Lord for all His goodness to them. All the good things, that where He brought them from, praise God, and the short time it took them to get there. Amen. You know, we forget things so quick. A nation, little old nation of Israel, praise God. God brought them up out of Egypt, praise God. He was heading them for the promised land, and they got up right to the point of going in, praise God, and they balked on God. Huh? How many times have we done the same thing? Got right up to the point of blessing, praise God, and then balked on God. Amen. Amen. It should have took them 11 days to get in, praise God, and it cost them 40 years. Amen. I'm thinking sometimes we balk on God. Amen. When God's are trying to usher us on in, praise God, and we balk on God and He sets us back. Amen. That's what takes place here. Nehemiah, he goes down to Artaxerxes and he goes down there to give a report. And while he's gone, the people balk on God. Now they're up there praising God. They're up there rejoicing. Amen. And Nehemiah comes back. The Bible says in Nehemiah 13, he says, on that day. So Nehemiah goes off and he comes back and the next day they're reading here in the Word of God. And they read in the audience of the people and therein was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever. The law done been laid down, done been stated by God. Those ungodly that had resisted the power of God and the people of God, God said, listen, don't go in amongst them. He said, you got to stay separated from that mass. Amen? Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them, howbeit our God turned a curse into a blessing. Amen? God does that. He said, now it came to pass that when they they had heard the law that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. So he said there was a place of separation here. See, that's what took place over here in chapter 9, amen, verses 1 through 3. Amen? He says, and now in the 20th year of the fourth day, and this month of the children of Israel were assembled with fasts and sackcloth and the earth upon them. The seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and should confess their sins and iniquities of their fathers. They come to a place of realizing the sinfulness in their own lives. And they said, you know what? We've got to get away from sin. We've got to get away from those things that's displeasing to God. And I know this ain't popular preaching here in the world that we live in today. There's a lot of places don't like it, praise God. Maybe a lot of you don't like it, but glory be to God, there's a place of separation for a child of God. We got to come, a lot of us have come out from among them and be ye separate. And touch not the unclean thing. Amen. If we ever want the power of God, we got to listen to what God says. Amen. And they said, Bible goes on, verse 3, says they stood up in their place and read in the book of law of the Lord, their God, one fourth part of the day and another fourth part. They confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. You know why we can't worship God? Because we can't confess our sins. We ever get to the place where we say, God, I'm an old sinner. Amen. And I need your help. Then God can begin to bless us and we can begin to worship Him like we'd like to. I believe every one of us here would like to worship God. I believe every one of us here would like to lift up His name, praise Him for all we're worth. And we can do that, praise God, if we separate ourselves and desire it with all of our heart. Because God knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. And He'll give you the desire of your heart, praise God, when it lines up with the will of God. And we know it's God's will that we praise Him. So there was a separation. Verse 4 says, and before this, Elisha, the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of God. Now watch this. Was allied unto Tobiah. You know who Tobiah was? He was that one over there that was persecuting them and putting them down and really, and giving Nehemiah and the people a hard time. Now you got to picture this. Nehemiah, he's there. He's got things under control. God has got things under control through Nehemiah. Praise God. And they build everything up. They get up on the walls. They're dedicated. They're praising God. People are in their place doing what they do in their place. Praise God. And Nehemiah, he takes leave, has to go back down to the king of Persia. And while he's gone down, everything begins to fall apart. Amen. I want to say this. These churches right here in our communities that have lost their pastors, you know what they're doing? They're just crumbling. They're falling apart because they've lost their leadership. Because there's nobody there that cares for the sheep, for the flock. And the flock is driven, and the flock is scattered abroad as those that have no shepherd. Amen. And they begin to drift away. But this priest here, Elisha, he's oversight of the chambers of the house of God. And he allied with Tobiah, of all people. One of the very ones that had ridiculed, put him down and tried to stop the work. No wonder they're in disarray. No wonder they started backing up. Amen? Now this is what it says, that he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offerings and the frankincense and the vessels and the tithes of corn and new wine and oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites and the singers and the porters and the offerers of the priest. Amen. So this was a place of sacrifice. This was a place of worship. This is where they'd bring into the storehouse the goods for the house of God. And they took and gutted it all out and gave it to Tobiah to make it his quarters. He said, but look at verse 6. But in all this time was I not at Jerusalem. So what we see here, Nehemiah says, you know what? While this stuff was going on, he said, I had to leave. So I didn't know what was going on. But I believe old Nehemiah got down there at the king's house, praise God, and got the unction in his heart, told old Artaxerxes, he said, I need to go back. He said, there's something that just don't feel right. He said, I need to go back. He said, something I've got to do. And old king sent him back up there. He said, for in the 2 and 30th years of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, came I unto the king, and after certain days obtained I leave of the king. He said, I got to go back. That there's a burden in your heart, praise God. I think when there's a burden for God in your heart, praise God, you'll have to go back. Amen. As you're singing about that old time way, praise God. One day, somewhere along the line, if you ever get into it, praise God, you'll have to go back. That's why I believe these youngins that we got, praise God, brought them up in the house of God, and they've rebelled against God. They've turned out and running off, I've chasing the world. One day, glory to God, they'll have to come back. Amen. I'm expecting it, praise God. One day they'll bust them doors and they'll say, glory to God. Home again, praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, verse 7, I came to Jerusalem and understood of the evil of Eliashib did for Tobiah. Amen. Now he's about to clean house. Amen. He's about to start housekeeping. Amen. Praise God. Things have been let go. You know, if you let your house go, it'll begin to be just a little bit of clutter. But if you don't clean up that little bit of clutter, it won't be long. There'll be a whole lot of clutter. Hey, any of us that's ever had children in the house, it don't take very long till they get that stuff scattered everywhere. I mean, our sunroom, it's a Mia room now. Amen. That's where we kind of try to contain her. And she goes through there like a whirlwind. Amen. But we told her, whatever you get out before you go home, you got to pick it back up. She got to tidy up. And boy, she's pretty good about it. She'll get her little buckets and she'll go to picking up. She'll say, Granny, you got to help me. Amen. She'll say, help me, Granny. Of course, Granny helps her. Amen. Sometimes she conned Papa into helping her. Amen. But that's all right, praise God. Hey, I want to say it's good. It's about time we come along beside them and help them tidy up the house. Amen. About time we come alongside and help them clean up a little bit. Amen. Now, if we ain't very careful, we can ridicule and put them down and talk. But amen. But glory be to God, when you come alongside them, help them tidy up a little. Nehemiah said, praise God. He said, I come back and I got the sin. And he said, it was in a mess. It was in disarray. And he said, old Tobiah, he had done took up house in the courts of the house of God. Said, in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God. And it grieved me sore. Therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. Amen. Now watch this. Amen. He said, then I commanded and they cleansed the chambers. And thither brought I again the vessels of the house of God with the meat offering and the frankincense. Amen. He said, hey, listen, when I left, it wasn't so. When I come back, amen, it had been infiltrated. Oh, he had done set up in God's house, amen, things that was ungodly. If we ain't careful, praise God, we'll let the ungodly things come in. And we'll welcome them. We'll make places for them. We'll make special accommodations for them. Amen. We'll forget about that old time way. Those things that used to be right. Amen. Then those things that used to be wrong. And amen, if we ain't careful, we'll make room for the devil. Amen. I mean, he just opened the door for the devil and invited him to come in. They was ones wanting to tear up and tear down the whole time. Amen. And as soon as the man of God turned his back, they opened the door and they invited right in, made him a place. But old Nehemiah come in, he said, well, I take care of this. He went in there and began to chunk that stuff out. They said, what are you doing? He said, we're cleaning house. He said, get the rest of them Levites in here. He said, let's get rid of this mess. He said, these people are looking at us. These people seeing the mess and you've accumulated here. It ain't right. Amen. Old Nehemiah brought them in there and they got rid of that stuff. They began to chunk it out. And then he called them Levites. He said, get in here to clean this thing up. Amen. Sanctify, clean it, purify. Cleanse it. Amen. Make it pure. Make it, amen. Make it right. Amen. Brother Bill, you say it's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right now. Amen. Praise God. So he began to clean the house and then they began to bring in those vessels. The house of God, meat offering and the frankincense. Those things of God, offerings for God. Instead of the wickedness of men. Amen. He said, verse 10, said, I perceive that the portions of the Levites had not been given them. For the Levites and singers did the work were fled every one to his field. Nehemiah said, don't you remember what God's commandment was? He said, you take care of the singers and the Levites. Pray God, that's responsible. Those 240-some, that's responsible for the house of God. Amen. He said, this is the order that God put it in. Nehemiah chapter 12 and verse 44 says, at the time were some appointed over the chambers of the treasurers, over the offerings of the first fruits and for the tithe, together into them out of the fields of the cities and the portions of the law for the priest and the Levite, for Judah rejoice, for the priest and for Levite that waited. Amen. They said, you got to take care of those, praise God, that's taking care of the things of God. Amen. He said, that's the way God said to do it. Amen. Verse 45 said, both the singers and the porters kept the word of their God and the word of the purification according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. So this is what God said to do. And he said, you messed up. Did I go away for just a little bit, come back and you quit? The singers are living. They're all back out in the field trying to make it on their own, trying to do things. Amen. Trying to scratch out a living, trying to live, praise God. And you're supposed to be taking care of them. And they're supposed to be taking care of the things of God. He said, you messed up. Listen to what he said. He said, then I contended with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? Amen. He said, I'm contending for the faith here. He said, why is the house of God forsaken? Probably for the same reason it's forsaken today. Because of stinking pride. Amen. Because of selfishness and self-centeredness. Amen. We forsake the things of God for the things of self. Amen. But Nehemiah, he said, then continue. He's contending for the faith. He's trying to set things right that's wrong. Amen. He said, why is the house of God forsaken? And he said, I gathered them together and set them in their place. Amen. So Nehemiah said, I contended for the faith. He said, I gathered them up, I explained things to them, and I put it back together the way it's supposed to be. Amen. I'm telling you, what we need in America, praise God, put it back the way it's supposed to be. We've deviated so much from this blessed old book, praise God, we don't know if we're coming or going. But I want to say glory be to God. They still a God. He's still on the throne. Praise God. And what he said yesterday is the same. It's good today and it'll be good tomorrow. So he begins to set this thing back up in order. Praise God. He said, then brought all Judah and the tithe of the corn and the wine and the oil. And he begins to set this thing back up. And he begins to use this place that the priest had given to Tobiah, amen, that was ungodly, praise God, that was against God and godliness, amen. He took it away. He said, you know what? This ain't right. So he took it out, and he said, now listen, so we got to get this thing back in order. He said, why is the house of God forsaken? He said, let's gather up the stuff. Amen. Let's bring what in. Let's put back in here what God wants in here. Amen. And then he says this. He said, remember me, O God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I've done for the house of God, of my God, and for the offices thereof. Amen. Nehemiah said, hey, Lord, don't forget all the good things that I've done. Don't forget all the things that's come to pass, praise God. Don't forget all the things that we've done for your glory. Amen. He's contending for the faith. Amen. He said, God, remember me, Lord. Amen. Praise God. So he sets it back up, the order of worship in the church. Amen. Then he goes on to the Sabbath. The Bible says, in those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath. He said, going contrary to the law, going contrary to the word of God. He said, and bringing in sheaves and lading in asses. As also wine, grapes and figs and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, and I testified against them in that day wherein they sold victuals. Amen. He said, listen, what you're doing is wrong. He said, what do you mean bringing this junk in here on the Sabbath? Amen. This is a Sabbath of rest unto the Lord. Amen. He said, there dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware and sold on Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. But now watch this. He said, then I contended. Amen. He's still contending for the faith. He's still contending for that that's right. He's still standing up, praise God. He's still pressing the issue. Amen. He said, then I, in other words, what he's doing, he's presenting the case. He's just like almost like a lawyer for God. He said, I contended with them. My friend's in the case. I said, what are you doing? He said, I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day? I believe sometimes we need to do this down at the house of God. We need to just stop a minute and say, hello, what are you doing? Why are you going in this direction? We've never been this way before. Why are you doing this now? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He said, did not your fathers thus, and did not God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? He said, ain't this the reason that we fell and went into captivity to begin with? God, we profaned the Lord's day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath. Now watch this. He said, he stepped up and he took control of the situation. He said, I commanded that the gates should be shut and charged that they should not be open till after the Sabbath. Amen. In other words, Nehemiah proclaimed a blue law. Amen. He said, praise God, your wine vats and your markets, praise God, ain't going to be shut down till after the Sabbath. Amen. Ain't going to be open on the Lord's day. Amen. Praise God. And he goes on and says, he said, so the merchant sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Now you got to picture this. I got to look at this. I thought, glory to God. So Nehemiah tells me, he said, look, so this ain't right what they're doing. You said, you got to quit buying from these folks. We're going to shut the gates and they ain't coming in here on the Sabbath. So they said, okay. So they shut the gates at dusk before the Sabbath and didn't open up after Sabbath. But the merchants still come and they camped out outside the gate. Now what's Nehemiah? Amen. He's not a pacifist. He doesn't just sit by and let things happen, let things begin to build. He goes in and says, then I testified against them and said unto them. So what he did, he said, he went outside the gate. Went out by the wall, maybe got up on the wall and said, hey, listen, fella, what do you think you're doing? Amen. He said, why lodge ye about the wall? If you do so again, now listen, he said, if you do so again, he said, I'll lay hands on you. Amen. He said, I've had enough of this. He said, we've done told you, word's been given to you. He said, you need to scat and skediddle and don't come around here during the Sabbath. He said, if you do it again, I'm going to lay hands on you. Amen. You say, well, that ain't very compassionate. That's godliness. He said, we're not going to disobey God, and we're not going to let you disobey God either. Amen. Why? Because old Nehemiah had a backbone like a saw log. He said, praise God, if God says it's wrong, praise God, then it's wrong, and we're going to say it's wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to lay hands on you. He said, from that time forth came they no more. On the Sabbath. You say, did it work? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Said, from that time on, praise God, ain't what nobody kept out around the walls on the Sabbath. Amen. Praise God. He said, I commanded the Levites they should cleanse themselves. They should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Amen. He said, hey, listen, fellas. He said, we shouldn't have to lock them out on Sabbath, praise God. They should be able to come in before the Sabbath. They should be able to come to worship God, come to the house of God, come to get in. He said, what you need to do, amen, and keep this mess from happening, you need to purify yourself. You need to cleanse yourself, praise God, so they can see God in you. Amen. That way, when you take care of the gates, they'll take care of the riffraff that's trying to get in the gates. Amen. Said, you'll catch them at the gate. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then he says, remember me, oh my God. Now he's contending for the faith. Every time he contends for the faith, amen, he's not doing it for himself. He's doing it for the glory of God. He says in verse 22, the last part, he said, remember me, oh my God, concerning this, inspire me according to the greatness of thy mercy. Amen. Praise God. He said, remember me and remember why I'm doing it. Praise the Lord. Then he comes down here to some other issues. He said, in those days, also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod and Ammon and of Moab. Amen. What did Paul say about that? Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6:14, he said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Amen. They was hooking up. They was marrying unbelievers. Amen. And he said that their children spake half the speech of Ashdod and could not speak the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And watch this. And I contended with them. Amen. He was contending for the faith. And I contended with them. Now watch this. And cursed them and smote certain of them and plucked off their hair and made them swear by God. He said, now wait a minute, preacher. He's just getting way out there now. He's out of the will of God. He's done threatening to lay hands on these folks by the wall. And pray God, he's done laid hands on these people that was taking into himself strange wives. Amen. But we got to understand why he was doing that. Because that's the very sin and sinfulness, praise God, that caused them to be taken into captivity to begin with. They knew better. Amen. The liar told them not to be marrying, to be separated, praise God. And they had swore back of this that they would stay separated from these peoples. And no more had Nehemiah got out of their sight. Praise God, as they began to bring them back in. Pretty typical. We'll do the same thing, amen, as long as it's convenient. We'll stay separate from the world. But as soon as something comes up, praise God, we'll just let it come in, or we'll go. A lot of times we'll just need to go over to where they are. Amen. But the Bible says here that he smote certain of them, plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God that they're going to get rid of this mess. They're going to do better. Amen. Praise the Lord. The principal issue of their sinfulness, praise God, the reason they was carried in captivity because was this hooking up, lining up, praise God, with these strange peoples. Amen? That's why they went into captivity. And Nehemiah's determined that he's not going to let it happen again. You say, why did he get so rough on them? He said, you know what, you're not doing this on my watch. I'm not going to stand before God and give an account. And you say, well, Nehemiah said it was okay. Amen. He got a little rough on them. Amen. Cursed them. He said he smote certain of them, plucked their hair. Hey, amen. Glory to God. He took them out of hair to head. He said, are you listening to? You know what he did? It took out to get their attention. Amen. Believe we're about living in a day, it about take out to get some folks' attention. Amen. That's just about, hey, I tell you sometimes I just like about like to lay hands on people. Amen. Sometimes I wonder could God get to them if you might maybe got a hold of them and give them a little shaking. Just shake them up a little bit. Like that commercial, can you hear me now? Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's silly. Oh, well, I won't know. God's doing that all over the world right now. Earthquakes and all these things in diverse places. There's a hurricane of bears down on us right now, praise God, that's fixing to flood out the whole East Coast, and we don't even wake up and say, that must be God. Amen. She said, what's happening? God's reaching down, and He's shaking us. We're already under curse. Amen. We're already seeing the wrath of God poured out upon America. All across America, in the Midwest, and the South, and the West. Amen. God's just shaking things up, trying to get our attention. Amen. You know what Nehemiah done? He said he reached, got them by the hair of the head and shook them good. He said, hey, he said, pray God, so that God don't have to. I'd whole lot rather some man of God get me by the hair of the head and say, hey, listen to me. Boy, you're messing up. God's not pleased with it. Then have the wrath of God come down on me to inform me. Amen. When I'm not paying attention to him anyway. Amen. So he contended with them. Praise God. He says, you shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. He said, hey, he said, do you remember why we're here where they're at? Verse 26, he said, did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Amen. You see that in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, and in verses 4 through 8, he brought all these outlandish women. took to him 700 princes, concubines, and 300 wives. Amen. Smartest man in the world. Bless his heart. All I can say. But it was the same thing. It caused him to fall. Amen. He said, don't you remember Solomon? Don't you remember why you're in the mess that you're in now? Don't you remember why you were taken into captivity? He said, shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? He said, you're unequally yoked. How can that work out? How can that be good? Amen. He said, I can't let you repeat the same sinfulness that got us in this mess to begin with. Amen. So he shook them a little bit. Got their attention. Goes on and says, one of the sons of Joab, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore, he said, I chased him from me. Amen. He had done married the daughter of Sanballat and then bringing all this mess in among the people. And he said he knowed better than that. He said, God, he said, I put him out. Put him out of the city. Put him away from the people. He wouldn't repent of it. He wouldn't turn, amen, from his wickedness. He said, so I put him out. Amen. And he says, remember me, oh my God. Or he said, remember them, oh my God, because they have defiled the priesthood. Amen. He said, God, don't lay this charge on me. He said, I didn't do nothing. He said, they defiled the priesthood. They defiled your covenant. Amen. He said, remember, this, I like this because he said, remember them, God. Amen. They did this. Amen. I didn't do it to them. They did it to themselves. Amen. He said, they defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. So Nehemiah, he said, he's here, and he said, thus, verse 30, he said, I'm done. He said, thus cleansed I them from all strangers and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, everyone in his business. But Nehemiah says that. He said, I went off for a little while and I come back, and he said, everything was in disarray. But he said, I come back in, and so I prayed and talked to God, and I said, I began to put things back in order. Amen. He said, we've been, with the help of the Lord, he said, I began to put these things back in order. Amen. You know what? You know what the book of Ezra and Nehemiah are? They're a type, they're a portrayal of Christ the Restorer. Amen. See, Christ comes along and He puts things back in order. He restores things. He restores humanity to where we're supposed to be. He gets us turned around and headed in the right direction. That's what Nehemiah did. That's what Ezra done. Praise. They're restorers. They begin to put things back together. And Nehemiah, in the last verse here, and I read in your hearing, he said, remember me, oh my God, for good. He said, Lord, I'm contending for the faith. He said, help me to do right. Basically what he's saying. He said, remember me for good. Amen. Help me. He said, put it on my account that I did it for the glory of God. Every bit of it. Amen. All the way from the beginning to the end. Amen. From the cleaning up to the restoration. He said, I did it for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, I went out. He said, I stayed in it. He said, when I went left and I come back, he said, I'm still contending for the faith. What? He said, I'm still trying to get folks to understand and to do the things that's right according to the eyes of God. Amen. Well, I tell you what, as old brother Bill said, it's never wrong to do right. Amen. Never wrong to do right. Praise God. There's always somebody to watch. And see, it don't take but one person to start off in the wrong direction. And that, you'll be surprised, the multitude that'll fall in there behind them, and they'll follow them right down the wrong road. Amen. That's why we got to contend for the faith. Nehemiah said, praise God. He said, I was just contending for the faith. He said, I contended with them. Amen. Praise God. He said, don't put it on my charge. I praise God. He said, Lord, I'm trying to do my best to do what's right. We ought to do our best to do what's right. Amen. Glory to God.